May I say this? We are in a battle, a spiritual battle. And we're not only in a spiritual battle in our country, we're in spiritual battles in our churches today. And one of our problems in our churches today is we have believed, we have fallen for the lie that the way to reach the world is to become like the world. And so many of our churches have become entertainment centers. So many of our churches have decided we have to have the music of the world. And in so doing, we have said we are going to be like them so that we can encourage them to come. Nowhere in the Word of God are we ever told to act like the world. We are always told to be separate and to be different. And take your Bibles, the book of Luke chapter 11. Let's stand together, Luke chapter 11, beginning at verse 14. Luke 11, verse 14. And he, that being Jesus, was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. But some of them said, he casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others, tempting him, sought him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against the house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because he say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask now that you would bless this message today. I ask for your protection. I ask that you would have the Spirit move. We ask for victory to be had here this day. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. The book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 9 says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. May I say this? There is a spiritual battle going on. Even in this room today, there are those that are struggling with lifestyles. They're struggling with commitments. They're struggling with what they should do according to the Word of God. There are those that as we preach, they'll be receiving a nudge saying, you don't really have to listen to him. We will find that there are those right now that are having issues that are causing great stress in families because the devil deceiveth the whole world. As our Lord's ministry progressed and more people were showing interest in it, Jesus found himself under constant watch by his enemies, the scribes, the chief priests, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. We're constantly challenging and questioning him. They challenged his authority. They mocked his past. They questioned his integrity and would finally plan his demise. And here in Luke chapter 11, his enemies even suggested that he was in league with Beelzebub and the devil. Isaiah 5, 20 and 21 say this, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Do we see that in today's world? Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. There is a call of warning. Woe to them that call evil good Now, I'm not going to take a long period of time and begin naming off those things that are evil that today's world call good, but we know they're out there. And we realize that there are those who through their songs or through their teachings or through their messages are trying to say that the Word of God is not the final authority. And they're trying to say that even believers are today's new terrorists. But the fact of the matter is, we are to follow the commandments of our Lord. There are those that call evil good, and those who call good evil. They have no desire to follow the teachings of the Lord and the Word of God. Be careful of those television programs that promote and encourage witchcraft, that encourage that type of wizards and those type of things. And they're out there and they're appealing to our teenagers and they're appealing to our young adults and they're even appealing to those that are older. Paul, writing to Timothy, says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings, in opposition of science, falsely so called, which some have professed, having erred concerning the faith. Woe to them that are wise in their own eyes. The book of Proverbs 16 says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. If it's contrary to the word of God, then it's wrong. Just because we live in 2014 doesn't mean that the word of God is not relevant today. We realize that we are living in a world that wants to go their own way. Woe to them that are prudent in their own sight. Oh, they think they're politically correct, but if their politically correctness is against the word of God, then it is not correct. They try to cover all the bases. We find that humanism is on the rise. Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary has this definition for humanism: a doctrine, attitude, or way of life centered on human interests or values. A philosophy that asserts the dignity and worth of man and his capacity for self-realization through reason, and that often rejects supernaturalism. It rejects the Lord. We note in verse 18, Jesus said, how shall his kingdom stand? His there being Satan's. May I remind you that we are in a spiritual battle today. Let's read verses 21 through 23. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. We live in a world that is trying to scatter the believers, that is trying to spoil them. I would like to read a number of verses to you. Please listen carefully. Matthew 10, 28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. There is one whose desire is to destroy you and to send you to hell. Matthew 13, verses 18 and 19 says, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower, the one that sends forth the word of God. It says, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. Satan's desire is to keep us from listening to the word of God. His desire is to make it so that when we are in church, we that are, what shall we say, we that know better oftentimes will start to write notes or begin to whisper, and who knows who we're affecting by not paying attention to the Word of God. We need to make sure that we are proper in our church behavior, because Satan's desire is to snatch away the Word from those who do not understand. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. I therefore so run not as uncertainly, so fight I not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." May I say this? Satan's desire is to make all of us a castaway, someone that is adrift, someone that is not getting the job done. And so he will try to confuse us. He will try to bring into our lives things that will make us question the Word of God. And people begin to drift from the true teaching of the Word. Galatians 1:6 says, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that calleth you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel." And in that same letter, Paul writes to the church at Galatia, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth?" We need to keep the truth in front of us. If you would, the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. There is a battle happening today. We find that there are those who are opposed to Christians. They're opposed to those who pray. They are those who are opposed to the Ten Commandments. They're opposed to the foundation on which this country was established. And the further that we drift from the Bible, the sooner we will see the destruction of America. May I say this? If we want a strong America, we must have strong churches. If we are going to have strong churches, we must have strong families. And if we're going to have strong families, we must have strong individuals who are founded upon the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against," what does it say? "The wiles of the devil." Against the wiles of the devil. His cunning deceit and trickery. He uses the love of money to take our eyes off what is important. He brings alcohol and drugs and soap operas and pornography and immorality into our lives and causes us not to be looking at the truth, but as ourselves. And it gets us into trouble. We find in verse 16, it says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." The fiery darts. May I say this? In America today, possessions are all about us. We must be careful that they don't become our gods. Material things have taken control. Entertainment is centermost. Someone asked me a while back, how do we compete against America's Idol and Dancing with the Stars and Bring It On? And these shows, they tempt our teenagers to do the wrong things, and they tempt their adults to do the wrong things. And we see that they're out there. And we're in a battle. And entertainment is deceiving us. We are in a battle, and it says there in verse 11, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to what? To stand. Unfortunately, we are seeing too many Christians fall by the wayside. We're seeing too many that have stopped the fight. The principalities, one has written, are the devil's generals, powerful angels, and demons. May I remind you that when Michael went to battle against Lucifer over the body of Moses, he didn't do it in his own strength, but he called upon the Lord. You're not to go to battle against Satan in your own strength. Do you know why? Because you will lose every time. He is a master deceiver. He is stronger than you. And he has used every temptation to the point now that he is a master at it. And he's smarter than you. That's why we must be in the armor of the Lord. We find that there are the powers that we're fighting against. Someone has said these are devil's foot soldiers. We find that there's the rulers of the darkness of this world, demons in charge of Satan's worldly businesses and even evil politicians. And I'm not going to say all politicians are evil, but I guarantee you there's a lot of them in today's world that are evil. There are a lot today that are deceiving us and lying to us. Against spiritual wickedness in high places, demons in charge of worldly religions. May I say this? Religion will send billions to hell. We have religion in our world and it runs rampant. There has been religion in the world for years and centuries. But there's a difference between religion and Christianity. There's a difference between that which is being taught from the Word of God and that which is taught in the way of humanism. And you are a target. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, Satan's desire is to bring you down. Because he knows that if he brings you down, he can bring down others also. If dads, he can bring you down, he knows he can bring down your kids. Mothers, if he brings you down, he knows that he can bring down your kids. Grandparents, you need to be standing strong for the Lord. You need to be standing firm in his word. Because he knows if he brings you down, you're not coming down alone. And each one of you church members, he wants to bring you down. Satan's desire is to destroy your testimony. He wants to make it so that you cannot stand for the Lord. So you must be on guard. You must put on the whole armor of God. Now, as I preach this to you, I'm not trying to entertain you. I'm not trying to frighten you. I'm trying to warn you. We are in a spiritual battle. And it's happening right now in 2014. A spiritual battle. Ironside writes, who are the world rulers of this darkness? They are the great evil powers, evil angels, who are seeking to control the hearts of those in authoritative positions in the world, to hinder men and women from subjecting themselves to the truth of God, to cause doubt. I understand there's a new movie coming out called Noah. I've read some things about it. Apparently in this movie, Noah is deranged. Apparently in this movie, there are those who are going to help him build the ark. You know what we need to read is the Word of God about Noah. He was a righteous man. He was a preacher for 120 years. He built the ark. Yes. And the Lord brought the animals, and they came in 2 by 2 or 7 by 7, depending if they were clean or unclean. Don't go to Hollywood to expect them to tell you the truth. Who controls Hollywood? I tell you what, the devil in many cases controls Hollywood. Do you expect him to tell you the truth? Don't waste your money. Don't. You know, we find that we get our eyes on entertainment of the world, and it takes our eyes away from the truth. And you know what? There are going to be some people who are going to say when they watch that movie, well, you know, that's not what they teach at church. Boy, how could the church get it so wrong? We got the Word of God. We have it. We need to read it. Let's begin reading at verse number 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. You see that? With what? Truth. As we said in Sunday school, if everyone believes a lie, it is still what? A lie. May I say this, that our only battles are not evolution and abortion and homosexuality. There is the need to be proper in our tongues. We are not to be jealous and envious, and we are not to have the wrong gods in our lives. Be careful. We are to see that there is truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, we are to be different. We're to act different. We're not to act like the world. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Folks, we need to have a strong faith. A faith that is true. A faith that will get us through the difficult times. In verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Folks, we need to have church where there is the Word of God. We are the church. Not me. Us. Our church, you that are deacons and trustees and teachers and choir members and those who play the instruments and the ushers, the nursery workers, prayer warriors, those who give, we are the church. We that know Jesus Christ as our Savior. We succeed or fail as a group, as a body of believers. Let me read to you again, verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Shall we stand together? We're going to have a song of invitation, 395. There's a great day coming. Maybe this morning you'd like to come and pray that the Lord would give you strength to stand for what is right. Maybe you'd like to come and pray for a child who maybe is struggling with some things. Maybe you'd like to come and pray for a neighbor or a loved one who is going through difficult times. Maybe you'd like to come and pray for the Covenant Baptist Church that it will remain strong and faithful to the teaching of the Word of God. If you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, Satan wants you to keep it that way. But maybe you'd like to come and accept Him as your Savior today. We'd be glad to show you from the Word of God what you have to do. Maybe you'd just like to come and pray that, say, Lord, just help. Help me be strong. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask now that you would bless this invitation time. May the Spirit touch hearts. May, Lord, the devil be silenced. And Lord, we pray for victory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.